Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside via Hospedia, your bedside entertainment system. Our first hymn today is all about a great God whose nature is to be just and faithful, steadfast and compassionate. Here is Great is Thy Faithfulness with Chris Rice.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord.
Jesus tells his disciples a very strange parable in our Bible passage for today, but it's also one which gives people encouragement and hope. It's called The Labourers in the Vineyard, from Matthew 20:1-16. But rather than read it to you this week, I'm going to sing it to you. Here it is from my collection of parables on the CD Pearls of Great Price, The Labourers in the Vineyard.
One morning round 6 o'clock, a man from round the block hired some men who were fine specimen to care for his vineyard stock. Tick tock, tick tock. At 9 o'clock, noon, and 3, more came under scrutiny. Did exactly the same he hired, they came to care for his vineyard stock. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Much later the clock struck 5, he saw even more arrive. Didn't care about age, said he'd pay a good wage to care for his vineyard stock. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Then it was time to pay them all at the end of the day. They got the same wage, some fell in a rage. It came as a bit of a shock. Tick, tock, tick, tock. We've worked all the day in the heat, quite honestly worked off our feet. And it is not fair, you made equal our share. You've made us a laughing stock. Tick, tock, tick, tock. master had done them no wrong. He asked why their faces were long. I'm a generous man and I give what I can to care for my vineyard stock. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Bit of a monotonous nursery rhyme tune there, but at least you get the gist. When workers arrive at various times during the day, they receive the same wages as those who've toiled all day in the hot sun. Even those who arrive right at the last minute are given the same pay too. So obviously, there's trouble afoot. To help you fully appreciate the ill feeling that's beginning to brew among the master's employees, here's a little drama for you this morning, which Andrew's going to help me with. Aren't you, Andrew?
Yes, Sheila.
Order, order. Everyone's attention, please. As from today, the 24th of September, 2017, all new or casual employees will receive the following document, i.e. the new employment standards for vineyard workers, and must abide by its rules. As from today, we are insisting upon these five entitlements to be handed to the master forthwith. Number one. A maximum standard working day of 8 hours duration for all employees. Number two, a good day's wage for a good day's work. Number three, public holidays and the entitlement to be paid for ordinary hours on those days. And number four, notice of termination and redundancy pay to be provided. Number five, and as from today, no casual employees coming in at the last minute or at any other haphazard time of the day will benefit from the same said day's wages as that of full-time employees. Are we as brothers and members of the union in agreement with this statement?
Can I just say, as the master's secretary, that you should think carefully before handing this statement into the master? Before you all began work yesterday, you all agreed to work for the said wage. That wage was in your contract, which you all signed, and you accepted your pay at the end of the day. The master is an exceedingly generous man. That's the top and bottom of it. Doesn't he have a right to do what he likes with his own money? I think you need to be careful in the wording of your statement, or you may find that entitlement number four, i.e. notice of termination and the redundancy pay, may come sooner than you think.
Ridiculous! I've not heard anything like this in my entire working life.
Well done, Andrew. I think you've missed your calling. Life doesn't seem always fair, does it? There are many things which can daunt our spirits or make us feel disgruntled as we journey through life. Just like those workers. Our general attitude to life is important too, as are the motives behind what we do. Do we serve with a willing heart or with ulterior motives? Are we positive or negative? The full-time workers in the parable were negative, covetous, proud and dissatisfied. There's a legend which tells of Jesus' disciples spotting an animal lying dead by the side of the road. "Oh, what a horrible sight," they said. "Look at that dead dog with its mangy, matted coat." Jesus replied, "Oh, yes, but look at its beautiful white teeth." Let's listen to Maddie Pryor singing "To Be a Pilgrim."
Confound his strength, the more is. No lion can
of this parable today is to show how extravagantly generous and forgiving the Master is. He represents God, whose mercy is poured out on all who come to him at whatever time in life. There is no favoured nation or people. The Bible tells us that God has no favourites. Jesus expressed the same in John chapter 6 when he said to his followers, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no way cast out." Now it doesn't say, "If the good people come to me," it says, "Whoever." If the comedian Catherine Tate was saying those words, you would hear the emphasis. Just as she stresses the word "whatever," here is the word "whoever." "Whoever comes, I will in no wise cast out." A Jewish theologian called C.G. Montefiore called this parable one of the greatest and most glorious of all the parables. For those of us today who may be feeling outside of God's love, suddenly we realise there is hope and God becomes closer than we could ever imagine. Actually, God is the outsider, simply waiting for us to open the door and let him in. And now is as good time as any. In the New Testament, we are constantly told that Jesus intercedes or prays for us at God's right hand. Imagine him doing that right now for you. Here's a song from a film called The American Tale. It's called Somewhere Out There, sung by Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram.
Somewhere out there, beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight.
Somewhere out there, someone saying a prayer that we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky.
Somewhere out there, if love can see us through, then we'll be together.
Somewhere out there, out where dreams come true.
Let me read to you from Revelation chapter 3. You say, "I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing." But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. I often meet people who aren't necessarily churchgoers, but they would describe themselves deep down inside as religious. I was talking to one such person recently who had such a heart for God and who really wanted to experience him in her life. She was ill and she'd called for spiritual help, and God met her in her need, and through prayer with her family present, God's presence just flooded her very being and brought peace to her soul. This next song's for her. Amazing Grace with Joni Mitchell.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares, we
It's never too late for someone to travel to a fresh understanding of the love of God, just like that vineyard worker who came in at the last minute of the day. It's so important to develop this relationship and come to know God, not just to know about him. Even in the story of Jesus' crucifixion, we hear of a thief on the cross next to him, receiving in the last moments of his life assurance that he will be with Christ in paradise. Here's a song of mine. It's never too late to make a brand new start.
It's never too late to make a brand new start. It's never too late to unlock a stony heart. For in this world where life is short and time just rushes by, it's never too late to give God's love. It's never too late to learn to love your fellow man. It's never too late to try and build your life again. 'Cause the circle of this life on earth won't keep on passing round. It's never too late to give God's love to you. It's never too late.
course, Jesus' parable also has something to say to those who in this parable are like the workers who've toiled all day and have ended up with the same wages. Perhaps Jesus was actually referring to the judgmental scribes and Pharisees here, who thought of themselves as superior, as the chosen ones, above all others. But his words are relevant for all those who think of themselves as the in crowd. As Christians, we should be welcoming all whom Jesus calls, without judging them, and not restricting or burdening them with our own brand of rules or workplace entitlements, as was the case in our drama before. And let not the old-timers of the church say to anyone seeking God, it should be done this way or that way, or you should do this first before you believe or that. Let us allow God to work in people's lives as he chooses, without our interference. And let us appreciate the new blood that comes into our churches and encourage their gifts, rather than seeing anyone as a threat. Those who come seeking God will find him when they seek him with all their hearts. We can all come just as we are and ask God to do a work in us, to use us to his glory. So let us pray. O Lord God, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Help us to take that first step in your direction today. Let us not put off the decision to seek you with all our hearts. For you have promised that if we seek you, we will be found by you, and you will make yourself known to us. Come be the light in our darkness, the peace in all our troubles. Amen. Our last hymn is a song by Rend Collective called My Lighthouse. But may I just let you know that in next week's programme, I'll be interviewing a delightful lady, a retired teacher, who was once a child on the Kinder transport, which rescued Jewish children from the grip of Nazi persecution just before World War II broke out. Please join me then. Bye for now.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.